Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pat Bradley, who is a college basketball analyst for the SEC Network, joins us. We appreciate you joining us. I want to get your thoughts on I want to hear the two guys that were picked 17 and 29, Ty Washington and Easton coming out of LSU. We've heard a lot about Jabari Smith. We'll get your thoughts on that too. But those two guys in the back half, I know you've watched a lot of their games. What are the Rockets getting out of those two?
Well, what's going on, Sho? What's going on, Clint? Dirty Red.
Well, good to hear the voice, my man.
Oh man, I'm after
talk to me about Ty. I know you love some Ty because I can see you the set at SEC Network saying Ty and smiling from ear to ear about 15 times.
Please, because I'm concerned a bit about Ty Washington. I want to hear your thoughts on those two guys.
You don't need to, because I'll start with Ty first, and he was Kentucky's best player last year. The best all-around player. Don't forget, when Kentucky's point guard goes down, I know you guys probably talked about this, Ty steps in, sets a single-game assist record, 17 assists in one game, just stepping in. And, yes, it was not the best talent they were playing against, but it just showed you how he is a very well-balanced player. He can shoot the three. He's got an excellent – puts it on the ground. He's got an excellent floater game. Mid-range game, he gets out in transition, he can finish. He's a good enough athlete. From what I saw, he doesn't shy away defensively. He'll match up against anybody. The best, you know, last year against any team's best player, he was willing to defend him. So Ty to me, he's got the size. He's on a skinny dude. He's got a good build, 6'3". He's got the ability to put it on the floor. Like I said, sort of has a – he's got a scorer's mentality, but he's also a willing passer. He understands how to move the ball. So you can play him on the ball and off the ball. And, again, his shot, mechanics-wise, is pretty good. It's just going to get better. It's not like, you know, he's a good balance. He's got a good release on it. So he's going to be able to build on those things. And like I said, from a mentality standpoint, I mean, he had injuries last year. First off, he understands his game, his strengths and weaknesses. Anything you can say last year about Kentucky with him, a lot of it was he had a battle through injuries. That's really the only thing. If he didn't meet any expectations early on in the season, he was a little bit injured. So to me, Ty is a no-brainer. I mean, I think you got a steal at the end of the first round. Now, when you talk about Tyree Eason, like, I know it's difficult to compare anybody to the Kawhi Leonard. And now hold on with that. But what Kawhi Leonard and Tyree Eason have in common, they've got an incredibly strong build. Their upper body and huge hands and huge strong hands, both of them. So there were times last year, Tyree Eason, he was like the claw, the glove defensively. Get out and pass the lane, strong. He'd just take the ball from you. And that was defensive standpoint now. Now he can rebound. He can run. He started to make some shots. But that was a role that he had to sort of grow into last year at LSU. Good-sized kid, 6'9". And like I said, he's got a big, wide shoulder built. So those two dudes, I love them. I mean, Tyree Eason, from where he was at the beginning of the year, like, you knew he was a good player, but he was like all SEC type player by the end of the year. And again, another kid with really good size, thick, durable body.
Pat, what about their transition to the league? I mean, not clearly they were great in the SEC being first rounders. I mean, how do you see those guys transitioning to the NBA, and how quickly do you see those guys being able to transition?
Well, here's what I love about both of those guys. They can play multiple positions. They can defend. Like Tyree Eason, he can defend that high ball screen. So he's defending guys, point guards coming off that screen. And he's also big enough, strong enough, physical enough to bang underneath the basket if he has to, rebound, and run. So the fact that they can both play multiple positions, I think, helps their transition. Like I said, they're both physical kids, which is another thing where, you know, that you know, they're already, their bodies are ready. Ty, not as much as Tyree. Now, on the flip side of that, now it's the skill, right? Like, neither of them are going to come in scoring, you know, expectations of them scoring. But being able to come in, especially, you know, the Rockets, they need a defensive guy like Tyree Eason, right? They needed that last year. So they got him, man, and they're both young guys. So they both improved from the beginning of last year to the end of last year. I didn't hear any bad things about them in terms of off the court or in the locker room. So, I mean, they check all the boxes.
Pat Bradley here with us, SEC Network college basketball analyst who has covered all three of the Rockets' first-round picks. All right, let's get to the big fella, Jabari Smith, who probably would have been the SEC Player of the Year if he didn't have the National Player of the Year, Oscar Tshiebwe, in his own conference. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I had gotten myself prepared and was excited about Paolo Banchero. That was the word all the way through. But instead, the Rockets get Jabari Smith. Explain what you see out of him. Obviously a special player who was considered to be the number one pick in this draft, but falls to three. What is it that you see about him?
What Jabari has that Banchero that doesn't have, Holmgren doesn't have, is Jabari has a skill right now that translates into him being able to help and contribute like today. That kid shoots above 40% from the three-point line. Like, that translates immediately. Banchero, I think – I wouldn't surprise he got taken number one, to be honest. But he has a complete offensive game. Jabari can catch, shoot, puts it on the floor, one dribble, pull up. He's going to improve every part of his offensive game. But that's the one thing that separates Jabari Smith, is he has that one elite thing that he can do today, right now, where there was really nobody, especially at 6'10", like, you can put him in the lineup now and he can do that. So that's to me what separates him. Now, you can talk about the defensive side of things, which, you know, Bruce Pearl is going to demand that from you, which he can do that. And then the more comfortable he gets, the more he's going to – more responsibility scoring the ball, get him on the post. He showed some of that in the SEC last year. The ability to get to the free throw line, I think that's going to be something – he's going to have to learn how to do that on the next level as well, because there's going to be times when you're not making shots, but you're expected to still put up 20 or 25. So that ability, too, is something he's going to have to work on.
Pat, well, the Rockets, we talked to a couple of – Jeff Goodman, who you know. We talked to Ryan McDonough, former GM, yesterday. And both of those guys, they thought that the Rockets would probably trade one of those first-round picks and not add three rookies to their locker room, to their lineup. Well, they didn't. They went out and obviously drafted three more rookies. You're looking at – what does that show? Seven rookies now in the last, well, I guess, four last year, three this year.
In the last two drafts.
Awfully young team. How do you see that playing out again as those guys try to become pros and be productive at the NBA level?
Well, the way I look at that is, like, you're not going to make a – like, what are you going to – who are you going to trade for that's going to put you in the conversation and win the NBA championship. I mean, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get to the playoffs, or are you trying to win an NBA championship? So, like, who could you possibly get in there in Houston that's going to make that big of a difference? So, okay, you got a young coach. You got a team that's, yeah, on the rebuild. So let's see what we got with these guys. I mean, you might hit the jackpot with this crew of good young talent. And the NBA draft is somewhat of, you don't know what you're going to get because you're drafting 19-year-olds mostly, sometimes a 20-year-old. But that's what you're getting. And to me, it's worth it. You guys know the expectation right now in Houston. I mean, are you guys expecting them to trade a draft pick and win an NBA championship?
Hey, no. Pat, we're in a space. We just hope they just don't have the worst record for a third straight year. That's where we are.
I'm just wanting to shake that John Wall contract. That's it.
Joe, check it out. Okay, you have another bad season. You might have a number one pick next year, my man. Now we're talking. Okay, what's wrong with that?
Hey, I hear you, but boy, I mean that'd be 3 years in a row that they sitting up there with the worst record and have the number one pick. I feel like the fan base here, they're not expecting an NBA championship, but I think the fan base here is expecting and hoping that they start to move towards, you know, winning. Hey, how about having the fifth worst record in the league, not the worst?
Stop being a dumpster fire.
Listen, I get it. But I'll take my Celtics for an example, right? They were Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum.
Known that. I really missed an opportunity to give you hell. I really missed an opportunity to give you hell. Damn it. Gosh dang it.
Yeah, I hope. Hey, you about to talk about the Celtics. I hope that Jaylen Green and Jabari Smith or Brown and Tatum, that would be great.
But it took a while. And not only that, so last – don't forget, in December – this is no joke. In December, the Celtics were in the 10th place in the Eastern Conference. The talk was, how quickly can we trade Jaylen Brown, or should we trade – I say we like I'm on staff – but how, or should you pack him Jason Tatum in a draft? I mean, in a trade. This was just December. So I guess my point is, at some point, you've got to – believe in your draft picks, because unless you're getting one of the top five or top 10 guys in the NBA, then how even if you do improve by, you know, a few slots in the Western Conference, I don't know. I'd hope that enough goodwill has been built up to see it through. Now, we know that there's a long line of guys that are laying in the dirt that have been given the opportunity and it hadn't worked out. However, I just didn't know what kind of moves could be made.
No, I hear that. I think the last thing I want to know from you, Pat, is Pat Bradley, who is SEC Network college basketball analyst, covered every one of the players the Rockets picked. Realistically, from you, from what you watched, translating to the NBA, the ceiling for these guys, all three of them, if you can run through quickly, realistically, what do you think their ceilings can be?
Jabari Smith can be an NBA All-Star.
KD. Oh, NBA All-Star?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can, because of the ability of him to make shots, okay, spread the floor, make shots. Will he take the next step, like we talked about, get to the free throw line, things like that, that will, you know, on his off nights, can he still put up 25? Tyree Eason is a perfect defensive, rebounding, versatile defender that every NBA team needs. And I'll say this about Tyree Eason, too. A lot of people don't talk about it. He's got good vision. Like, he gets the ball where it needs to be. He's a pretty high basketball IQ. And Ty Washington, again, his versatility at 6'3", can shoot it, really good vision. He's got the competitive edge. because he fought through injury. He wasn't this kind of guy where he was like, I'm injured, coach. I know I'm going to be in the draft. I'm shutting it down. No, he fought Calipari to get back on the court. So, yeah, Ty, to me, could play 1-2, come off screens. He's going to improve his jump shot. He's a good defender. So, now is he going to be all-star stat? Probably not. But so you could – I love those guys. Now, I'm a little SEC biased, but you will be too – you'll be SEC biased too, show. When Texas gets in the SEC, don't worry.
Hey, I'm a Kansas guy.
You can't push in.
So basically, what you just described was Tatum, Andrew Wiggins, and Marcus Smart. So I mean, I like that. I like that. That's what you just described right there with Smith.
Hey, Easton, plan the parade.
And Ty Washington.
Plan the Western.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That round.
Because you're going to lose to the Celtics in the championship. So play in the Western Conference.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Hey, I know you're not going to be surprised by this, but old Mama Sterner's in the house, and I think there's about 24 tables out here that I'm looking at. I think she sat and had a conversation with at least 18 of them. Does that surprise you?
Are you shitting me?
She is the best. Hey, they got any more cold beer left over there?
Oh, they got some right now because we ain't but about halfway through the show. By 6 o'clock, I guarantee there'll be a big dent put in them.
She is the best. I love. I'm gonna come down there and visit. Thanks for the invite, by the way. I'm coming down.
Come on
down.
I'm gonna
come over there and whoop that ass.
We'll have a good time with you, man. Pat, appreciate you joining us.
All right, be good, fellas. Be good. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.